At the top of the hour, I talked to David Martin, one of four officials to leave the Department of Homeland Security Advisory Council in protest of the Trump administration's practice of separating migrant families at the border. But it's not just high-ranking members of government taking action.
We are grannies on a mission.
Across the country, a movement of grandmothers. Grannies Respond, and they also go by Abuelas Responden, is coming together to organize a caravan from New York to the U.S.-Mexico border with rallies planned at stops along the way. The caravan will leave New York at the end of this month, and two of those grannies join me now, Michelle Clifton and Rafia Jones. Michelle, Rafia, welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Greetings.
All right, Grandma, so tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you became involved in the movement, Michelle.
Well, I am a granny. I have two wonderful grandchildren. And I was at a concert. My daughter-in-law sings in a concert that was to raise money for a not-for-profit. And one of her friends came up to me and said, would you be a granny and drive to Texas, to the border of Texas and Mexico, to be part of a protest? And before that, when I had heard that families were being separated, that babies and children were being taken away from their parents, I was just horrified. And I thought, what can I do as an individual to do something about this? And I thought, okay, I can donate money, and I've done that. And I thought, I've got to do something else. And it was literally within a week that when I went to this concert that Dan Imar Blair came up to me and said, would you be a granny and ride on this bus? And I said, yes. And so then it got started. And it's only, I mean, this is like a month ago. And it's just literally been a movement that has just started with grannies all across the country.
Rafia, how about you?
I have a friend from Seattle, Washington. We used to live there together, and we recently reconnected. And she called me several days after and said, I don't know if you want to do this or not, but I just want to tell you what I'm up to. And she told me about Grannies Respond. And in my heart, I'd been looking for a way to respond that really had more substance to it, I guess. And I said, yeah, I'll get involved. I'm not sure to what extent or how far I can go, but definitely count me in.
And so you'll be also going on the caravan, huh, Rafia?
I'm going to be joining the caravan at some point. Life isn't giving me this option to do the entire week, but I certainly have to be part of that energy force going south.
So, Michelle, tell us about the route. Where does the caravan start? We mentioned in New York. Where is it going? How many stops are you guys thinking of making along the way?
Well, first, we're starting in Beacon, New York, and then we go to New York City. So on July 31st, there's going to be a protest in New York City. Then we're going to Reading, Pennsylvania, and then on to Louisville, Kentucky. And some of the other stops are New Orleans, Houston, Texas. I think at Houston, Texas, we're going to be at least 15 caravans that are going to be hooking up and meeting with us. And, you know, every week there's more people who are signing up to do it. And on August 6th, we'll be arriving at McAllen, Texas, and we're going to do a 24-hour activities. We're going to be involved in helping the aid groups that are there. We really want this to be something where we're coming to help. We want people to get on board and to help these people and to bring everyone together, because this is a policy that the administration created. It didn't have to be like this. I'm sure it's costing lots of money to be housing these people and in these horrible conditions. We want all the families to be brought back together and to be treated humanely and with great respect.
And as grannies, you both have a significant experience, and you have world experience. You have experience living in this country. You've seen things that a lot of us haven't seen and haven't experienced. And Rafia, when you look at what's happening at the border, and when you look at these grannies like yourself getting involved, or abuelas getting involved in this, you know, from your historical perspective, where does this fall in terms of what you've seen in the United States? Where does this fall for you in terms of concern for our country and just what you're seeing the United States evolving into?
there's a familiarity to it, and there's a acknowledgement of this has happened before. It may not look like it's looking right now, but how we treat children in such an inhumane way, and the morality or the lack of morality, and how we treat children, how we disregard the effect of what we do, adults, has been consistent in this country, and particularly in the inner cities where I have lived all my life, in D.C., and like I said, I've lived in Seattle. So what happens is when you aren't there, you can really look at it as an other. It's not me. It's not happening to me. And for me, knowing that it happens and knowing people that it's happened to, it's also a way of sometimes you just want to escape it. You don't want to feel it. You don't want to realize how horrible this thing is that's happening. So I have to really stay conscious, and I have to really stay aware. And getting involved like this is such a real experience that's taking me to a very personal place. And I have to really work hard to keep my head together, not let my emotions run away, but to definitely stay in touch with them.
And something that we hear a lot about when it comes to protest movements, especially now, and I mean, this is not either of your first time at a protest movement. You've seen and experienced so many decades of American resistance. But one of the big things that's often focused on is youth, right? We hear a lot of people saying, get out there, young people, you can make the change. Is this a sort of call to those who may not be so youthful to get involved, grannies? Are you hoping that some of this protest is happening from elder Americans?
My hope is that there are people just like me. I mean, I just have been so horrified. And I think, you know, this is not the America that I know. I treat everyone with respect. People know me. I'm a big hugger. I hug everyone. And I think that we really, this is a bringing together of people. This is not something that should separate us. And I am just so excited that there are all these grannies, because I think, to think at our age, I'm 74 years old, and at this age, I can travel to Texas, and I can help and do things. And anyone else out there who wants to join us, please come join us.
As Michelle was saying, you just want to get connected, one person to another person to another person. I haven't quite become the mature age of 74, but I'm 10 years younger, so I'm on my way to you, Michelle. And I think we really will inspire and are inspiring people to realize I can do something, no matter what age, no matter what condition you're in. If something is important to you, you'll find a way to be a part of it. We've done it in the past. We'll keep doing it. That's one of the beautiful, resilient qualities of humanity. We will thrive. We will keep going forward.
Michelle Clifton and Rafia Jones with Grannies Respond, Abuelas Responden. Thank you both for being with us today. And we will keep track of what you guys are doing as you're out there on the road. So stay tuned.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.